Thank you for joining us on EZ's Community Focus, a look at the issues that matter in South Florida and the people and organizations that are making a difference. If you have not learned about this before, there has been a tremendous amount of research that has shown a correlation between music education and students' performance academically. They say that it increases graduation rates, it improves early cognitive development, math and reading skills, and enhances learning in core subjects. So we know that there were cutbacks to music funding in our public schools, and as a result, a couple of young ladies stepped up from a very special family and created the Nat King Cole Generation Hope Foundation. In honor and in memory of their father, Nat King Cole, I'm talking about Timalyn and Casey Cole, who run the organization, and we're very blessed that it is here in South Florida, based in Boca Raton. And today, I'm so happy to welcome Casey Cole to the program. Thank you for joining us. You and your sister, Timalyn, founded the Nat King Cole Generation Hope Foundation in 2008. Tell us about what the organization does.
Well, we are committed to music education, providing resources, music resources for children with the greatest need and the fewest resources. And we are dedicated to keeping music alive in Title I schools. We started the organization in memory and an actual tribute to our father in 2008 in response to the budget cuts in the arts in Title I schools. It's a 501c3 nonprofit based in Palm Beach, and we are we also raise funds and awareness in Broward and Miami-Dade County, and we have done some fundraising and work in California and New York, and we expect to go nationwide at some point.
Fantastic.
So it's been very exciting.
Well, we've been lucky that you chose South Florida to start, because you've donated more than $1 million to children through schools in Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Okeechobee counties. And you have a number of different programs. One that's underway right now is your Summer Strings.
Yes, we have a Summer Strings program that we actually just completed. I believe it was our fifth year. We've collaborated with Lynn University, where we have, I think it was between 100 students from Title I schools in Palm Beach County. We had them, it was a two-week summer string camp, where the mentors from Lynn University instructed them. We had a beginning class and an advanced class. It was so wonderful to see these elementary young children coming back. We actually had some alumni, and it was really, really, truly an amazing experience to watch them perform. I mean, strings are not—it's not easy. And they were really just so, so delightful. And at the end of the two-week program, there's an actual concert that they performed for us at Lynn University. So thanks to the Palm Beach schools and to Lynn University, we've been able to really excel in this program, and we're very, very proud of it.
And they say that participating in this is the equivalent of a full school year's worth of musical instruction.
That is correct.
Where do you get the professionals who can do this? Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, we are very fortunate enough to have the mentoring, the programs from the teachers from Lynn University. So, again, without their help and without their support, we really wouldn't have been able to have this. And this year, we were able to extend our usual one-week summer program to 2 weeks, which really had a profound impact and effect on the kids and on their performance and on their mentors, with the help of an incredible support of Boca West Foundation. That is why we were able to extend the program for another week. So it was very, very exciting.
I'm trying to figure out who's more excited at the performance, the kids or you,
right?
Getting to see it happen. Growing up in a musical family, did you have the awareness then that music has such an impact on education, that there's a correlation?
I don't think growing up then, we really were that in touch with the impact of music education and children's performance in schools today. I think that as as time has allotted and as the world has changed so much, there have been so many more statistical studies that have proven that the effect of a child who's involved in the arts on some level in school performs much better in math and in science. And these things are, to me, it's all about being a well-rounded kid, right?
Right.
That's what I try and tell my son every day.
Yeah. Does he appreciate that?
Right?
Yeah.
Are you listening to me out there, dear? No. Anyway.
Let's give him a shout out. Listen to Mom.
Yeah. Hi, Wyatt. He's in Boston.
we have streaming. No problem.
There we go. Exactly.
Putting all of this together, the foundation, money for schools and for children, it takes a lot of effort from the community together. It's not like you can just say, oh, let's write a check out of our checking account.
No. So we rely on grants. We rely on the public. We rely on individual donors. And without the support, really, of the public and the community, we could not have this nonprofit. And that's why we are so very grateful to be able to have the events that we have with the support of the community every year.
And there are a couple of major events that happen every year. There's the Society Dinner, the Generations Concert.
Yes, there's our Present Society event, which is in December. And this year, this is for our larger donors, throughout the year, and this is usually an event that we usually have between 100 and 120 attendees, our guests. It's usually a dinner. We have been known in the past to have an exhibit based around our father, our family, our memorabilia. This year, December the 8th, we'll be at the Breakers Hotel, and we will be featuring, I think I'm allowed to announce the performer, the amazing Pointer Sisters.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's going to be terrific. And our focus is we're focusing on the Cole family legacy. And we are very excited for people to attend and see what we have there. And then we also have our wonderful students from Lynn, or from Title I school that will be performing with mentors. So they will serenade us at the cocktail hour, and then you will go in and there will be an exhibit on some level of our families, our mothers, our fathers' memorabilia, and then we will have a concert. And I believe we're also this year actually doing a silent auction.
Wonderful.
And during dinner, we always have a live auction as well.
So okay.
It's been wonderful.
And then in
the spring, we have our Generations Concert, which we are looking to do in Miami this year. And that performer has yet to be announced. So,
okay, well, when you find out, I want first dibs on knowing.
Oh, you'll have it. Thank you, Ellen. Yeah. So, and then, of course, we have our event in August. Which is going to be very exciting.
I call it the music event for wannabes.
That's it, right? It's our second annual lip sync battle, which is going to be Blue Martini.
Blue Martini at the Galleria.
Yes,
in Fort Lauderdale. Right.
And it's going to be featuring. Well, we have different performers. The date is August the 3rd, from 6:30 to 8:30. $25 in advance and $35 the day of would be the admission. And we have 8 fabulous contestants. I believe we have 8. We might have 10. I think we do. We have 10. Do we want to know the names of these?
Sure. Yes. let's find out.
My dear friend Dion Abshire, Blake Babila, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Mark Bird, Julie Davis, Maurita Brackett, Carrie Caldwell, Candace Duffy, Monica Frank, Melissa McQuillan, Craig Goldstein.
And these are all people from corporations, large corporations. These are community people.
Yes, they are. Community people who want to support Nat King Cole Generation Hope, who would like to extend the invitation to their friends and perhaps other people who would like to support our organization and what we do, and people who just want to come out and have a great time.
And you and Timolin will actually be judging. You'll be part of the judges panel.
We will be judging. Yes, we will. This is sort of like America's Got Talent.
Okay.
Okay. Or The Voice. We never know what it could wind up being. But it'll be a lot of fun. And last year's was great. And we're so happy to be able to host it and do it in Fort Lauderdale this year.
How many?
And we want to. I want to thank our sponsors, Ellen. Again, without whom we wouldn't be able to have done this. WFEZ, EZ93.1, and Dr. Tim House from the House of Dentistry.
Okay.
And Dr. Nick Rashid, Eyes on Sunrise. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Now, if someone wants to get tickets, information, learn more about the Nat King Cole Generation Hope Foundation, the website?
Yes. The website is natkingcolegenhope.org.
I got to ask you, why did you choose Generation Hope as part of the name?
Well, we realize that it's really about generations. I mean, when you think about the music that our father sang, the music that our sister was so well known for, these wonderful ballads, Natalie was really more about different generations. Our father reached out to a certain generation. Natalie reached out to a certain generation, and we've realized that our youth are really our future. They are the future, and I think that it's really about generations of music, because I think that there's so much out there that our youth can bring to us, and there's so much talent. And when you think of the Nat King Coles and the Frank Sinatras, that was definitely one generation, but music lives on, and it lives on in the hearts of lives and of children. And as my dad said, you know, to kids from 1 to 92, you know, in the Christmas song.
Yeah.
You know, we're all kids at heart. And when it comes to music, I think that you have to cross all generations.
Is there an artist?
To all generations.
Is there an artist today that you consider someone who reaches the next generation in the same way that your father and your sister did?
Wow. Wow. That's an interesting one. Yeah. You know, I think that I'd have to give that some thought. That's a hard one right now for me to answer. I think that, you know, I would have said, I mean, in her time, but unfortunately she's not with us either. It would be, you know, Whitney Houston. I think she was an amazing, amazing artist.
Right.
I think that Alicia Keys is terrific. I think she's an incredible musician and an incredible talent. I think that Pharrell is an incredible producer, and I think that he has such an incredible vision. He's a true visionary on so many levels. So, I think, again, he left us too early. Michael Jackson would have been one of those people in that era.
Right.
Prince, I mean, sadly, they're all, you know, gone but not forgotten.
Yeah. Right? When you're working with the kids, do you explain to them the difference between that kind of talent and skill and passion and someone who just, you know, is all about the celebrity? Because there's so much of that in addition to,
there is so much of that. And when we, with the children that we work with now, I mean, you know, like, for instance, in the Summer Strings program, they really are so, it's so lovely to see, again, the youth, because they're so unaffected at this level. We're able to stress to them that pursuing your talent, pursuing your dream, is so, so important in terms of developing your character and who you are and who you want to be, and the focus on life in terms of just being that well-rounded person, you know,
right,
who wants to focus in on the skill, not necessarily to be the most popular, you know, to be the most popular kid on the block or the most, that fame is wonderful, but it's also passing, you know,
right.
It's passing and it's fleeting. And, with the young ones, I think it's easier to get that message across.
And in the 8 years that the foundation has been going, have you had a chance to see children, you know, that you saw maybe in 2008 and see them again later after the impact you've had on them and how they grow from that?
Yes, we have, actually, with a few of the programs that we supported. And a few of the individuals, a couple of the youngsters, I like to say, from the Summer Strings program, who have advanced to go on to do things strife. I mean, it's some of the schools that, you know, they're in Carnegie Mellon, they're, wow, you know, they're in Lincoln Center. They've gone on to do wonderful, you know, they're in concert touring. One of the young ladies, I think we actually had somebody who was one of the contestants at one point on The Voice.
Wow.
So it's been pretty impressive to see the growth.
Yeah, I can feel the pride as you're talking about, you know, it. I can feel what,
yeah,
you feel.
Yeah, we haven't been in existence for, you know, we're still an emerging organization, so we are still growing, and we just thank God for the blessings that we've had to get and gather the support that we continue to have, because the mission is so very important.
Yeah. When we first started talking about the Nat King Cole Generation Hope Foundation, you mentioned that eventually you hope to be nationwide. What else do you see being the dream for Nat King Cole Gen Hope?
The dream is to be able to spread the message that music, in whatever capacity, is the key for it will inspire you, and to be able to have these individuals, however we can affect them, realize that music will impact them on some level, and that it is really an integral part of their life. To be able to affect different programs, to be able to start programs, to be able to mirror and actually duplicate the Summer Strings program would be one of our dreams, I would say, since that has been such an effective model, and it's worked so beautifully here in South Florida, in Palm Beach County, here in Boca Raton. So to be able to mirror that program nationwide would be a dream come true.
So how can people help you in this cause? Obviously, funding, money is one way. What other things,
yes,
can people do to move the dream forward?
Well, passion, programs, different. Our board increases every single day. People who have exposure and experience in terms of thinking about ways to instill programs in different cities. Going on our website, which is, again, natkingcolegenhope.org, seeing what we're doing. We always welcome people's ideas and their visions and their passion. So we're welcoming anybody who wants to bring in their expertise in this, because it, as I always say, it takes a village. And Timlin and I are definitely not alone in this mission.
No, you're not, and we're so excited to be part of this with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really
we're
looking
very
forward
honest.
To. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Let's all thank each other.
Yes.
Well, we can do that in person August 3rd at Blue Martini at the Galleria Mall in Fort Lauderdale. And again, it's the Lip Sync Battle. With a number of our community leaders taking part in this, and you, Casey, and Timelin will both be judging this. If you have one more minute, I'm going to give the rest of the information in a moment, but can you briefly tell us about the Nat and Maria Cole Memorial Scholarship?
Yes, that is a scholarship that we have funded through George Snow here in Boca Raton, and that scholarship is allotted to a student that we feel has really shown incredible capabilities and incredible passion, and has awareness of what and who he wants to focus on. We look for character. We look for not only what they've done, but not only what they've achieved, but what they want to achieve. So it really is going to that special, driven, deserving young person who wants to pursue his dreams in the music industry on some level. So we go through very, very many, a lot of applications, and we review them, you know, very, very, we do our due diligence, because there's so many talented young people out there. So it's our way of giving back and of saying, you know, something, we commend you. We commend your efforts, and we commend your abilities. And we want to help you make your dreams come true. We'd like to be a part of that.
And it is you and Timolin who are so actively a part of it. You don't just assign this to some board. You're hands-on.
Yes, we are. We are hands-on. We're at every board meeting. It's sort of like, you know, we are a family. You know, this is not just, a big corporation, and we're not pressing numbers and buttons. We're really sort of getting our hands in and digging in the dirt and figuring it all out. Yeah. And it's really lovely to see the sprouts and the plants and the flowers that are blooming.
Yeah.
From the hard work you have to put into it. You know, anybody can say, oh, I want to start a nonprofit. Well, you have to think about that. That's profound. You have to realize, you know, that it has significant. You have to understand
what the IRS wants, just to start. You got to know the IRS.
You have to know the IRS. You have to know that. I mean, and we certainly, Timolin, you know, we don't know all. You know, we have our help. We have our team.
Right.
And
it's a business.
Everybody contributes.
Right. And that's as much a part of it as knowing the people to bring on to pick up the parts that you can't do yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's not everybody can, like, you can't do it all.
Right.
You can't do it all. Everybody has a specialty, and that's what you have to recognize and thank and appreciate them for, and we really do. And
yeah.
We're really very grateful and very thankful.
And we are grateful that you are part of our community. And really, the kids are so lucky to have you working with them. I know the gift goes both ways.
It does. When you see the smiles on their faces, I mean, you know that you've done a good job for that day.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
I thank you so much for taking the time for this, and, you know, for being in our community, giving back. The list of schools that you guys have donated to in our local area is phenomenal. It's on the website.
Yes, it's at natkingcolegenhope.org.
And I will see you on August 3rd. It's a Wednesday night.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you. It's going to be fun. Expect an evening filled with spectacular lip syncing performances.
And I promise I won't do any of the singing myself.
And believe it or not, neither will I. Didn't get the gene.
But you got the other genes that are giving back and. You know, understanding what really matters. So,
thank you.
We're looking
forward
to seeing.
I want to let you also, Ellen, attendees, people who come are encouraged. We welcome if they would want to donate new or gently used brass, woodwind, percussion, or string instruments, which we will have refurbished and distributed to schools or organizations which serve children in need. So,
fantastic.
I just wanted to add that as well.
Can I ask, why is it specifically those instruments? Why percussion and string?
Well, percussion and string are so. One of the reasons I think it's a little easier to refurbish those instruments, and the schools that we serve are usually, the strings, the percussions. You know, that's what the need seems to be.
Okay.
From the school districts that we spoke.
Okay.
That we see,
and again, it's helping children based on their need.
That's correct. It's Title I school
that
we support.
Okay. So for information, we have the website, natkingcolegenhope.org. And do you want to give the phone number?
Yes, it's 561-213-8209.
All right. And again, it's Nat King Cole Generation Hope Lip Sync Battle on Wednesday, August 3rd, happening at Blue Martini in the Galleria in Fort Lauderdale from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. A whole bunch of our community leaders will be taking the stage, and part of the judging panel does, of course, include Timolin and Casey Cole.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you,
and I'll see you on the 3rd. I get to participate.
Right,
I'm excited.
I look forward to it.
Thanks,
we'll have
Casey.
Fun.
Okay, take care.
Have a good day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Such a doll. That's Casey Cole. She and her twin sister, Timalyn Cole, children of Nat King Cole, the founders of Nat King Cole Generation Hope. The mission is to provide music education to children with the greatest need and fewest resources. And we in South Florida are very lucky to benefit from their efforts. So come and see them. They'll be on the judging panel at the Lip Sync Battle at Blue Martini in the Galleria Mall in Fort Lauderdale. And this is all going to be going to raising funds for music education. And as you heard Casey say, you can also bring, they would welcome donations of percussion and string instruments that they will refurbish and donate to the schools. So if you need more information, it's natkingcolegenhope.org for the website. You can find them on Facebook, Nat King Cole Generation Hope, on Twitter, Nat King Cole Hope, on Instagram, Nat King Cole Hope. Great seeing all of the pictures of all of the young people that they have been able to touch in just the short time that the Nat King Cole Generation Hope Foundation has been in existence. You've been listening to Easy's Community Focus, a look at the issues that matter in South Florida and the people and organizations that are making a difference. Thank you for listening. I'm Ellen Jaffe. If you have comments or would like to suggest a topic, you can email me at ellen@easy93.com. And stay here. It really seems very appropriate in light of the conversation with Casey Cole and the organization Nat King Cole Generation Hope and what they're doing for music education here in South Florida to play the song that brought these two musical legends, family legends, together through the beauty of production. Unforgettable with Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole. It's coming up next on Easy 93.1.